Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. James Robert Webb is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. James has a brand-new song out called Party in the Barn. You guys will be hearing a little bit later. We're also going to talk to you about how you can stay in contact with James and what's coming up next for him as well. James, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus, thanks for having me on. Nice last name, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same thing.
No relation. There's no nepotism going on here.
Exactly. Well, you know, James, you know, congratulations again to you on Party in the Barn. It's a great song, as I mentioned. Our listeners will be able to hear it here in a moment. What has it been like for you as you've kind of gone throughout this journey of music? What has it been like for you to not only put music out there, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's been an amazing trip so far, and I just look forward with grateful eyes at what the future holds, looking at what's happened over kind of the last year even. Recording Party in the Barn, we're still working on the album, but, working with the players and, even writing the song over the last year has, been a good experience of seeing how people respond to it live and, not just your family and friends, but like you go out and play it live.
Right.
People love dancing to it. So, I enjoy the song. I'm glad you're enjoying it, and it's really just made a huge difference in my life. It's solidified my fan base, it seems like, too.
Yeah. Well, James, I think the great thing that comes out is not only the energy, but also the excitement that you feel about music. When did you first realize that excitement, that music was your thing?
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good question. I'd probably say, from as young as I can remember, I was listening to, my parents had an old console with 8 tracks that they had from when they were kids that I started listening to probably when I was old enough to turn on the buttons, put on the headphones. And, I had experience when I was, I'm 6'5", I played football for a while, and I just didn't feel like it was my cup of tea. And, I probably would have done great in the NFL or college, but, I turned to music because music had always spoken to me, and that's through the years. That's kind of how it's been my antidepressant or whatever.
Wow.
So that's just and it's plus it's what I do that I enjoy. There other guys go play golf or whatever, but I love writing music and singing and being able to express that and see the joy in other people's lives. When they hear songs and bring hope and uplifting power to them really makes me happy. I find a lot of fulfillment in that right now.
Exactly. Well, you bring up a really good point, James, and that is that you're doing something that you love, but then you're finding that people love it as well. Has that been one of the added benefits of doing music, knowing that you're sharing your own passion, but then other people are relating to that passion?
Oh, Cyrus, absolutely. I told my manager when I first met her, I haven't been able to quit my day job yet, but I have a day job where I get to, help other people. And I told her, for me to be able to do this professionally, I'm going to have to, be able to change people's lives and, uplift them. It has to be, I have an altruistic bent, I guess. And so for me, I found when I'm more successful in life is when I'm doing it, not just, for myself, but when I'm trying to look for a higher purpose. And
right.
I look back at all the times that, music has kind of saved my life when you have difficult times, you hear the song lyric that just, speaks to your heart, and man, that just perfectly describes what I've been going through. Somebody else feels like I do or felt like this. Those kind of moments, or just a song that kind of grabs your heart and raises you up and inspires you to do greater things. I mean, those are the kind of songs that I really love, and that's the kind of song that I aspire to write and connect with my audience with.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. I think that is really the thing. You know, I have always said, in fact, our last segment here on the program, just the last half hour, James, I was talking to a writer and director and actress about their own journey. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to be able to pursue something, especially something in the public as you're able to do. You know, you have been very fortunate to be able to not only to gain a fan base, but also to be able to use new media to be able to kind of gather people together. Talk us through that part of it, because you have thousands upon thousands, literally, that stay in contact with you online that are, you know, kind of there cheering you along. What has that part of the experience been like for you?
Well, that's been great, you know, because initially, well, it's overwhelming, but, you know, it's wonderful. And it's everything, you know, it is everything I would expect it to be coming from the fan side. You know, I remember from when I was little, you know, loving these bands and singers and everything. And, you know, thinking back 10 or 15 years ago, if I could have reached out to, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers or whoever, you know, I was listening to when I was a kid. But, you know, that's just inconceivable. You know, I kind of am thinking back to the days of, you know, you're writing a fan club and they're getting 20 million letters or type thing. But now, really, I talk to people all over the country, you know, all over the world, literally. I've got a lot of people in, like, in India and UK and Western Europe, too. And so it's really awesome to interact with them. And then, you know, because you're sharing this, and, you know, it starts out with your fan base. You always start with your friends and family and, you know, people you ran into that hear you playing at some crazy place. You know, like, who's this crazy guy that's out here, singing in front of everybody else? Mm-hmm. And then as it grows, they all kind of become part of your Facebook family, you know, or your Twitter family. So I communicate with some of these fans that I follow that, you know, it's kind of like my best friend from high school. You know, we have kind of a similar interaction with. So that's changed the game because it makes music more personal. And at the same time, it, you know, makes it easier to connect. So for an artist who's, you know, if you're good with people and you like, you know, you genuinely like people and you're not a, you know, Debbie Downer kind of person, introvert, then it makes it, you know, a little bit easier for it to become successful, I think, as an artist as well.
Exactly. I think that, again, the connection is something that your fans surely appreciate. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, where I'm speaking to recording artist James Robert Webb today. We're talking to him not only about the journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that journey with all of you. And that brings us to where we are today with the new single, Party in the Barn. And then, of course, you know, you're being able to share that experience live. For those who are joining us through Blog Talk Radio, James, they're seeing pictures of you actually performing up on stage. You know, it's one thing, I think, to go in the studio and to record. Take us into that live performance and that energy that you're giving out and the energy that's coming back. Can you kind of put that into words, what that's like for you to feel the way that people are responding to the music?
Yeah. Well, let me set this up a little bit because, you know, I'm still developing as a songwriter. I know that I'm going to be writing songs. I'm working on practice songwriting as well as, you know, being a country artist.
Right.
I just got back from Nashville Songwriters Camp and met a lot of great people there. And I know that the songs I write next year are going to be better than the ones I'm writing this year. Mm-hmm. And I've had some, you know, going back a few years before I was very good at songwriting, I can remember being able to, you know, get a melody in a song, even though it may not be a well-crafted Nashville song. And that was my first experience, you know, playing that in front of people and still being able to connect with them. Because even though the words might not be as good as, say, you know, Miranda Lambert Automatic or something like that, I still draw in the other people with a connection, emotional connection, because, you know, you're right there face-to-face. For me, it doesn't matter if I'm in a coffee house with five people or if I'm, you know, on a stage with 10,000 people out. It's the same about making that individual connection with people. And that's the heart and soul of live music for me, you know, whether I'm a fan listening, you know, going to a concert or if I'm playing on stage.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that has to be a great thing. So take us into the new song, Party in the Barn. You actually have a hashtag for it as well for those who are joining us on Twitter. He's also available on Twitter at James Robert Webb. Made it really easy for you guys. Take us into the song and kind of how it came about, James.
Yeah. Well, I was at one of my high school best friends, one of his birthday parties that his wife threw him at his barn. And it's actually in the town I grew up in called Kellyville. It's not on Indian Road like in the song, but it's a road right next to it. That's just a place that we used to drive up and down in our cars in high school. And, you know, part of the song comes from that. Part of it comes from the tradition of that kind of, there's a song, I think it's, I heard somebody sing, like, why are all these songs about juke joints over the county line, you know, kind of like Dumas Walkers and stuff like that. You know, it's one part just celebration and one part kind of a throwback to traditional country. So I was writing this song when I first heard it. It sounded to me kind of like, you know, early Brooks and Dunn kind of style, and that it developed over the time. But we knew we wanted to be a little bit more modern, and my sound's still developing. I think the stuff that we're doing on the rest of the album actually has brings the modern influences, like from all genres, in a different way that people aren't doing. That will make it, but it's still country, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm saying it's still country like some of the songs that are out there. It's, you know, it's still country to the core, country instrumentation and things like that. So the song lyrically and you know, melodically, it's definitely high energy, up tempo, and you can kind of hear some of the repetitious, fast talking type of thing. I mean, this is a song that I would have pitched to another artist because it had to drink about 3 pots of coffee in order to sing it, because it kind of goes by pretty fast.
Right. Well, you know, I know our audience is going to love it. Here is James Robert Webb with Party in the Barn. You all stay with us. We'll be right back right after this.
There's a black widow spider on a wooden beam, spinning a web where she can't be seen. When there comes a shaking, no, it's not a flash she's taking. She's just feeling good vibrations from a redneck congregation. Still to the brim and just getting tired. Yeah, they've been packing it in every Friday night. Time to get your boots on, dancing to the neon. Come and get it before it's gone, live it up down on the farm. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road, where anyone's anybody's bound to go. And get dressed up and drive on down. You can drop your troubles outside of town. Will they booze, scoot, they cut her up, they even do the jitterbug, grab it till the cows come home. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. Well, I'll show you a good time, just you wait and see. They got a real tight band and it's a 7-piece. Got a fiddle, got a bow, off and away they go, with orange popping special and the cotton eye show. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road, where anyone who's anybody is bound to go. Get dressed up and drive on down. You can drop your troubles outside of town. Will they booze, scoot, they cut her up, they even do the jitterbug, baby, till the cows come home. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. Yeah! Is really moving in the mood to do some grooving, to the making stop with an amendment to the Constitution. Cowgirls in the hot pants, scooting to a line band. Someone loves to get down at the rockin' body ranch. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Get dressed up, I'll drive us on down. We can drop our troubles just outside of town. Could a ripple even do the jitterbug? With it till the cows come home. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. After we boost, scoot, and cut a rip, we'll sneak out just the two of us. Then we'll turn the lights down low. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. Lord, there's a party in the barn out on Indian Road.
That That was James Robert Webb with Party in the Barn right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with the man himself, not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to create music not only that he loves, but also that his fans are loving as well. You know, I'm always curious about this question, James. You know, when it comes to, you know, yourself as an artist, you know, I think when it comes to certain brands out there, you know, we automatically have something that comes to mind. When people hear music by James Robert Webb, what do you hope they're able to think and feel about it?
Well, you know, overall, fingers tipping. I like to. I have kids, and you know, so I want songs that my kids can sing. That you know, I'm not embarrassed for them to sing at Sunday school or whatever. You know. But at the same time, I try to get back to all the traditions. You know, why do we write country music? It's about relationships. It's about life. It's about, you know, real. You know, the problems and the good things in life and the triumphs and the despairs and overcoming the obstacles. And so what motivates me to write songs as a songwriter is, you know, trying to help people work through problems or to enjoy an emotion. You know, as songwriters, we're often selling an emotional advertisement for 3 minutes that the artist is doing. So, you know, when I'm writing, particularly for me as an artist, I try to look at all those things like, you know, is it authentic? Is it fun? Does it have a positive message? You know, is it something I want my kids to listen to? Is it going to make people feel good? You know, so I'm not writing children's songs. I'm not writing, songs for the 80 and up crowd type thing. I'm trying to write songs that are have a universal mass appeal, that whether I'm 9 years old or I'm 90 years old, I can relate to it.
Right. And I think that is exactly, you know, what people feel, and it's great that you said that. I love the fact that you said that about the kids, because I think, you know, when it comes to being true with yourself, I think that's one of the things, you know, making sure that you're doing something that you're comfortable with, you know, but, you know, it just so happened that other people are able to enjoy, and I think that's a great thing. Again, everyone, I've been speaking with James Robert Webb today. We're talking to him not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to have the support of all of you. James, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as support the music?
Absolutely. You can check out my website is www.jamesrobertwebb.com. So that's web with two B's, W-E-B-B. Or you can just search James Robert Webb on Google and you'll get pretty much everything right now on me. Same Real Estate on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reverb Nation. Those are like / James Robert Webb, all one word. So, and you can just remember the website. You can get to those from there too.
Right. Okay. Well, James, congratulations to you, and thank you again for everything. And looking forward to staying in contact with you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show, Cyrus, and I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I look forward to getting some new people enjoying it, interactions on Twitter and such from your blogs.
All right, then. We definitely will be doing that. We'll be continuing to share it there. Again, everyone, James Robert Webb has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with him on his website, as he mentioned, very easy, jamesrobertwebb.com, as well as the same thing on Facebook and Twitter. You guys can find him that way as well. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at Blog Talk Radio, you guys can catch the podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You guys can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb or twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on the link there. You'll see I already tagged James on both. You guys can find him on our pages. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.